I'm Bertie Brits, and I want to thank you for joining this broadcast of The Love Way. God is good, God loves you, God cares for you. And the vision that I have today is just minister this message of grace to you, because this message of grace will establish you in dignity and worth and in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Today we're going to talk a little bit about change. How do you get it right to change, and what God's vision is for you when it comes to change? Now, before I get into the message, I just want to say a little bit to just awake your appetite for this message. You cannot change. Change is God's work in your life. It's not your work. You cannot change by your effort. You cannot change by trying harder. You cannot change by trying to get more into the Scriptures. You cannot change by doing anything. Change happens to you because of what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I just want to testify and tell you what God has done for us. We've moved down to Malmesbury. For those of you who are not in South Africa, this is a town close to Cape Town, the most southern point of the Africa continent. And we've been blessed with a house in Malmesbury. Now, I just want to say this. I want to give Jesus Christ all the glory for receiving this house. And I want to say this publicly. Jesus, I honor you. And I thank you for what you've done for me, because it's because of you that I've received this. Amen. I didn't receive this house because I've sown. I didn't receive this house because I've done anything right to get it. I just wanted to have a house. My wife and I, we lived in Douglas in the Northern Cape, and we planted a church there in the colored community and gave the church over, and we trained up a pastor and gave the church over to the pastor. And then we said, well, we've been living now for a year and a half in Douglas after we've given the church over. There's no reason why we should live in this town. We can go and live anywhere in the world, anywhere we want. And we prayed together, and I said to her, you know, Elena, I believe that God can provide a house for us in another place. And then we said, well, where do we want to live? Let's first think of the whole world. Where in the world do we want to live? And we just felt that we wanted to live in South Africa. I was thinking of, you know, maybe one of the Africa countries, because I like Mozambique a lot and I would like to go and live there. But I was thinking of the ministry and what we had to do technology-wise with the web church we've got and with the internet and all of that. So we decided, man, I would like to stay in South Africa. And then we took the map. We went down from Kusi Bay all around the coast. And the first reason why I went around the coast, because I want to live close to the sea. And we went around and Durban, Natal, that area there, Northern Natal, down PE, all of that. And we got to the Western Cape, and we just said, man, it would be nice to live in this area. And we went up to the western part of the West Coast, or the West Coast area. And I said, well, I'd like to live in this Malmesbury area, Mariesburg, that area. That would be nice to live there. And we were just chatting about it. And Elena just said, yeah, but you know, and this is the thing in our mind, you know, how will we ever buy this house? You know, because houses are very expensive in this area. How will we just buy a house? And I said, and she said the same thing, well, God is our source, and what Jesus done on the cross is enough to provide for us. And we had peace. And even where we stayed in Douglas, we weren't living there in this thing that said, you know, well, we're not happy. We were content with the house we lived in. We were happy with the house we lived in. We had a nice house there, four bedrooms, a massive yard, everything. It was nice, very nice place. And but we want to live closer to the sea. It was just a desire in our hearts. And we prayed. I said, thank you, my God. This is what we want. And whenever it comes. And our expectation was that God would bless us with a house sometime, somewhere. Because everything that was needed for me in order to receive financial blessing and prosperity has been provided in the cross. Not in my works. In the cross. So, 3 days later, a man phoned me and he said, Bertie, the Lord's been working in my heart for a long time now. I want to buy you a house. And I've been looking for a house for a couple of weeks for you. You must tell me, where do you want the house? You know, I just feel I need to bless you with a house. Man, that was awesome. I told my wife, we were so happy. I said, no, I want the house in the Mariesburg, Malmesbury area. And this person went and he looked for a house in that area for me. And he found a house and he said, come and have a look at the house. He sent some pictures. We looked at the house, but then, I mean, it didn't go through and he couldn't find the right house. I mean, he was just struggling, couldn't find. Then he said, man, climb in your car or get on the plane and come and look for a house for yourself. And there was a couple of houses and I chose one and God blessed me with that house. Amen. Isn't God good? And I want to just say this. This is the first house I've ever owned. I've never owned a house of my own. And God blessed me with this house. It's my house. And it was just out of the love of God. Because God cares for me and because God loves me. And I want to tell you this. Maybe you've done 20 things in order to prosper and you've never prospered. But I want to give you the key to prosperity. It's written down in Matthew chapter 6. Let's just read it quickly. Matthew chapter 6. God does not provide for you on the basis of what you can do for Him. He provides for you on another basis. It says here. Let's read from verse 24. It says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon or money. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor of your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than meat and body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor do they gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they, or worth more than they? Now, why does God care for the birds? God cares for the birds because they are worth something to Him. So why will God care for you? Because you are worth something to God. Hallelujah. God cares for us on the basis of our worth to Him. And your worth is not in what you do. I'm not worth more to God because I'm a preacher than somebody that's not a preacher or just a businessman or just works for a salary or that is jobless. We are of equal value because the same price that's been paid for me has been paid for you. It is Jesus. Now the value of something is determined by what you pay for it. Now, I mean, God paid for us with Jesus. Your price is Jesus. You are worthy of the Christ because God decided to give Jesus to get you. Man, that is so, so powerful. That's your value. And God cares for you on the basis of your value for Him. And then we just come with a desire of our heart. Father, I thank You. This is what I would like to have. And then I don't have to proclaim it every day, walk 10 times around the house, fast, push the things through, confess right every day. Let me tell you something. If God must bless people because of their right confession every day, nobody will be blessed. Because the person that you think that confesses right all the time, he does not confess right all the time. Because there's no person that can confess right all the time. That's why we are in Christ. We are in Jesus. I am in His confession about my life. I am in His He confessed right every word when He walked this planet. He said every word right. And through the obedience of one man, Jesus Christ, we all became righteous. If you can believe it, you can enter into that and experience what Jesus received on your behalf when He obeyed on your behalf. Isn't that awesome? That's the power of God. So I want to tell you, if you've been struggling financially, if you've been in a time and in a place where you just say, but I don't experience the blessings of God, maybe you should just change your focus to, God, I want to call into remembrance everything I've ever given to You, and get that out of your mind. That will never bless you. What's going to bless you is what Jesus has given for you. It's not what you gave to God that's going to bless you. It's what God gave you that's going to bless you. And let's read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Hallelujah. You know what's so nice for me? I can preach this because the Bible says this and I've got fruit in my life. I've been blessed with a house. Hallelujah. I've been blessed with a car. God has blessed me with a motorbike. God's blessed me with so many things that's just so awesome just to see the fruit of what God has done through this. Now, I want to say this, although I've quoted some of the fruit, some of the things, the results of the grace of God in my life. I want to tell you this. You don't believe what I tell you because of the examples I've given of where God has blessed me. This testimony is not what you believe in. You believe in what the Word of God says. Because the drug dealers has also got testimonies. The murderers has also got testimonies. The people, the armed robbers has got testimonies. They work, they pray for protection. God protect me when I'm going to murder this person or take a gun, shove it in somebody's face to take his car. They pray. Don't let anybody tell you that they don't pray because they are scared. There are many of those people that pray. It's a fact. I've spoken to people that has done that. They pray. They say, I'm going to break it and steal. I pray, God, please, that they don't catch me. So they pray. I don't say God's answering their prayer. They pray. They take a gun, shove it into the face of somebody. Say, I take your car. I take that car. They sell it for 5,000 rand and say, God's prospered me. So you can't use that example. You can't use prosperity and what happens to people as the foundation of your teaching. But I just wanted to say that it also works. Amen. It's not as if you just believe in the grace of God, God is going to bless you because He loves you, that you're always going to struggle. God does bless us because of who He is and what He has freely given unto us. Man, isn't that awesome? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that you, through His poverty, might be made rich. Man, isn't that powerful? We are rich because Jesus became poor. That is it. Hallelujah. And we give because that's what we do. That's the nature of a believer. It's the nature of a Christian. And I want to add something. That is the attitude and the actions, the conduct of somebody that's been set free from the fear of not having when he understands that all his needs are met in Jesus and not in what he does for God. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't want fearful giving. Oh my God, if I don't give, then you're not going to provide for me. That's fearful giving. We want cheerful giving. And God is not the mafia. Well, if you don't give, then I'm not going to bless you. And all those type of things. No, God blesses people because He loves people. God cares for people because that's just who He is. And when the nature of God starts to indwell you, like in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, where the grace of God came upon the church in Macedonia, even if they were poor, when the supernatural power of God came upon them, they gave above what they could ever do. They gave above what they had. I don't know how you give more than what you have, but this is what these people did. That word grace there, that the Bible speaks of, that says the grace that God bestowed upon the churches in Macedonia, is the same word as gift. The gifts of the Spirit is actually in the Greek, the graces of the Spirit. Now, when you pray in tongues, it's supernatural. The Holy Spirit comes upon you. You get the ability to speak things that you've never been taught. When the Holy Spirit comes upon your mind, the gift of knowledge, you know things that nobody ever told you. The gift of healing. You have got power in your hands all of a sudden that nobody ever gave you. It's just God doing it supernaturally. It's the word grace. The grace, the gifts of healing, it's actually called the graces of healing. Or the grace of faith. Or the grace of speaking in tongues. Or the grace of having a word of wisdom. The grace of having a word of knowledge. It's the same word here in 2 Corinthians 8. The grace of giving. The gift of giving. When you are in the Spirit under the message of grace, giving flows out of the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You just find your heart, man, I want to do this, and I'm just going to do it because I want to, and I feel the ability and the power to do it right now. And then you just do it. That's the way it works. So, know this. I don't want to bring an imbalance in your mind saying, oh, Beth, you're confusing me. No, I'm not confusing you. I'm telling you, God's blessed me. God's prospered me. I sit here in my brand new studio. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. I've got the right soundproofing in here. I've got the right carpets. I've got everything is right. The blue screens, the lights. God's blessed me. I thank God for that. And I thank God that He's worked in your heart to do that. To give towards that as well. Thank you for everybody that has given. But all the praise to Jesus. And what was written in 2 Corinthians 8, 9. And I want to read it. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, Yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Man, isn't that such an awesome scripture? God bless you as you listen to this. May this just enter into your heart so deeply that you can know, you can be at a place of rest when it comes to your finances. You can be at a place of rest when it comes to your healing. You can be at a place of rest when it comes to what God gives you freely. Amen. Now, there's one thing that I've seen, and last night I was at a church meeting of Dave Basson, and afterwards we just chatted together. It was so nice. And we spoke a little bit about how do we receive from God. Now, I want to just combine these two sessions, and today I'm going to speak a little bit about how you receive as an introduction on change. Now, when I say this, this can shock you, but I want you to listen to me. You cannot receive from God. Now, that might be shocking, and I'm going to explain this. You, in your own power, cannot receive from God. And let me explain this way. When Adam sinned, he received unrighteousness. And everybody born after him was in that, because that was what they believed. Adam received sickness on your behalf. When he sinned, sickness entered in through him, and because of him, you receive. That's just the way it works. You've received, it would happen to you sometime. That's why people say, I remember the one guy once said to me, like Sister Mary had her stroke. As if it's something that somebody would just normally have, you know. At a certain time, you're going to have it. And by the time of 60, you know, or 50, 60, you can watch out, you're going to get your cancer. And that's the way people think, that's what the world expects. Because that's what happens to you because of what Adam received through his disobedience. When Adam disobeyed, people didn't have to go through confessing 20 times, trying to push in, trying to push through. I'm going to receive the cancer if I just confess it long enough. And I'm going to struggle to make money, and it's going to be hard work to prosper financially. If I just push through hard enough and just confess to struggle, then I'm going to have it. No. Adam received it on their behalf. And because they were in Adam, what Adam received when he sinned manifested in their lives. Hallelujah. This is an awesome truth. Now, I must be honest, God spoke this to me. It was just such an awesome thing. I mean, when we moved down, and I'm just going to open my heart a bit and explain to you what we went through. When we moved down to Malmesbury, I mean, there's so many costs. I had to move the people that worked for me. I had to move my own stuff. I had to build the studio here, get everything right on the inside of the studio here. We had a lot of expenses. And at the end of December, things were going a bit rough financially. And then Helena said to me, my wife, she said to me, Bertie, you know, I said to her, we should just believe. And then she said, this believing thing, it sounds difficult because we get pressure from the outside. And now we must believe. We must have this great faith. And I said, you know, that's also how it feels to me. I know faith happens to me as I just study the Word of God, but there's something more that I can know about this. And then the Lord said to me, Bertie, you cannot receive it because I've received it on your behalf. You are in me, that's why you will always prosper. It's just for a season, you will find and you will see how prosperity just comes. It will happen to you. As surely as what has happened to Jesus, it will happen to you. As sure as what somebody, when he gets born, will sin sometime because of that sin that's in him, that's how sure you will be blessed because you are in me and prosperity indwells you. Man, that gave me rest. Hallelujah. I had so much, and I've got such a peace. It just surpasses all understanding. I just said, oh my God, you just gave me such a rest that I cannot even receive by my works. You know, so many times we think we receive by our works. The reason why a lot of people don't receive is because they don't believe this easy gospel. So many people say, you know, Bertie, you just make the gospel too easy. You make light of sin. Yes, I make light of sin, but many people make light of the cross. They make light of the blood of Jesus and what He's done for me. Why could Adam receive on my behalf and it manifests in my life? But Jesus cannot receive on my behalf and then it manifests in my life because He received it. Now, I want to say this and be sure of this. We're not talking about the doctrine of inclusion. If you don't have faith, you will never be saved. If you don't have faith, if you don't believe in Jesus, we're going to go this far, and I want to say this, then you are already condemned. That, as simple as that. But faith is believing, trusting, resting your mind in the fact that Jesus did it all for you. When you believe that, all that Jesus has done is imputed to your life personally. Hallelujah. And what I believe is that Jesus became poor when He took my poverty. When He stood up out of the grave, He was resurrected into the newness of life that He has got right now, which is all joy, all righteousness, all prosperity. That's just in Him. And now I am in Him. He received that prosperity. When He rose from the grave, He received all prosperity forevermore. And when He received it and I'm in Him, it will just flow over to me. It flows out of me. It can't but flow out of me. It hangs around me. It's in me. It's through me. The same with healing. The same with peace. The same with everything. It's just around me. It's just been given to me as a gift. Hallelujah. Prosperity has been given to the church as a gift. Joy has been given as a gift. Righteousness has been given as a gift. It has all been given to us freely. Hallelujah. Amen. And in the same way as what I spoke about receiving now, I'm going to speak about change in the next broadcast. So you must watch out for the next broadcast. This is powerful, powerful stuff. And I think you need to get into this. All my material is available on the internet for free. You can just see our website address, dynamicministries.com. It's all for free. You can watch it online. You can download it for free. Freely I have received. Freely I give. Hallelujah. If you want to make a donation towards the ministry, you can do it out of the grace that comes upon your life. And that's it. No, money is not received in any other form. But if it doesn't, if it comes from a heart that says, I just want to bless out of the abundance of my heart. Otherwise, not received in Dynamic Love Ministries. But I want to tell you this. God loves you, man. God cares for you. He's passionate about you. You have received it all in Jesus when He has received it. It is yours. God loves you. God cares for you. When Jesus stood in front of the Father and the Father said, you are blessed with everything, then you are blessed. As surely as what poverty would come to the lives of the descendants of Adam, that's how sure prosperity will come to your life. And that's my expectation. That's the word hope. A confident expectation of good things. Why? Because I'm in Him and all that He has received, I have already received. I don't have to make this big thing of receiving. I have received. Hallelujah. And now it's manifesting through the love of God. Amen. Thank you that you've joined this broadcast. God loves you. God cares for you. And stay in the message of God's unconditional love for you. Amen.